Have it be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I'm almost satisfied with that. How many's happy
Amen.
To be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
If I said, how many's happy to be in True Tabernacle? You know, oh well, you know, it's nice building and things. How many's happy to see Brother Andrew? Well, he's an all right kind of fellow once in a while, but you come home with me, you figure out, no, not too happy to be in his presence. How many's in the presence of Jesus Christ this morning?
Amen.
Now, if you really can see that, then nobody's got to try to pump you up to give a little praise. Nobody's got, because you can recognize, I know that guy.
Amen.
Every time I'm down and out and I want to quit, he's there.
Amen.
What do you mean I got to praise him? That's what I want to do. That's what I live for.
Amen.
If you don't like praising God, you might not want to go to heaven.
Right.
You might just want to go ahead and stay home because that's all we do over there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I think we're going to have to sing that a few more times just yet. I don't know if we're quite just ready for the word right now. Let's go ahead and get all that rolled off. You feel that? You feel that. You know I ain't the only one here who's got spiritualism. You feel, let's roll it all off in the name of Jesus. You go ahead and say it. Say, I ain't here, devil, to waste the service. I'm here to feel the power of God change my life. I'm tired of being right here. I'm ready to go up higher. I'm ready to go where I'm predestinated to be. That's where I want to live. And Satan, you get out of my way. As we invite Brother Joshua to sing this now with all hearts like we really believe it.
I'll fly away, oh holy,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Hallelujah, Lord. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning, I'll not die, hallelujah, by and by, will I,
one more time with all your heart, yes Lord,
and
building the Pearl Gate, they've done did that.
That's right.
They're not still building the walls. They've done did that.
Yes, Lord.
They're just polishing everything.
That's right, Lord.
They're putting those finishing touches. Why? In anticipation for
us. Yes, Lord God.
Amen. You don't build a house without someone to come in.
That's right.
Right?
Woo. Come on.
There's going to be people living in that.
That's right. Yes,
kingdom,
Lord.
In that city that comes down as a bride adorned.
Yes, Lord.
For her
Lord,
King. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to a half-builded city.
That's right. Praises.
We're not going to a construction site.
That's right. Amen.
We're going to go through those pearly gates.
It. Yes, Lord.
Which is affliction that leads into glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. Let's just go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Lord, Lord Father, we just ask that you have thy way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You're here amongst us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Lord, be completely welcome in all our hearts. Lord, let us to not look towards a feeling, but Lord, let us to just bask in you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let us to lay our head on your bosom and hear directly from you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
From your lips to our ears, Lord. We open our hearts. We open our minds. And we lay all down and we say, Lord, you speak to us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And help us to hear. Teach us what your will is. Teach us your love.
Yes,
teach us
Lord
who
God.
You are.
Lord.
Speak to us.
Yes,
reveal yourself even just a little bit. But Lord, You're not a God where I can exhaust you, but so I'm not going to say, show me a little bit. Lord, show me a lot. Show me more than I could even imagine. Lord, just this morning. Lord, my God's big, Lord. You're big, so I'm going to ask for big. Lord, because I can't exhaust you. You promised it, so I'm going to ask it, Lord. Exhaust us, Lord, in the greatness of your glory. Lord, as we lay ourselves down, we lift our hands and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We worship you and we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We lay ourselves and we give you the honor. We lay down our pride, our thoughts, our humanity. Say, Lord, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Lord, we didn't come here for one another. We didn't come here for ourselves. Lord, we came to hear from you.
Yes, Father.
And we brought you with us.
Yes, Lord.
For you'll never leave us nor forsake us, you say. But you'll be in us till the ends of the earth. Lord, bring us home quickly.
Yes,
so that we can be with you, Lord. In perfection. Oh God, teach us your word this morning. I yield myself, Lord. Lord, I bring every spirit into subjection into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, this morning, I rebuke that devil. I bring him into subjection and I bind him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have thy way.
Thank you, Lord.
I deliver these people up to you, Lord Jesus. I deliver myself up to you, Lord. For I'm no better than anyone else in here. Lord, we just all yield ourselves. Speak to us and accept for us and in us your word. And the bride said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 5. Mark 5. This is the story of the maniac. It says, and they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man which with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. No wonder we see relatives who dwell in death.
That's right, exactly.
Amen. That is the sign. If someone you know is dwelling in a death state, you know where they are.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Sure.
For only the dead go to the cemeteries and live there,
that's
right?
It. Exactly.
Like that's their dwelling place. Amen. Not necessarily live, but dwelling place. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Why? Because those spirits would come off of him. And he would start to realize, he would come to himself and start to realize what he had done. This man became a murderer.
Come on now.
Wow.
Preach, brother.
Wow.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. So he has an understanding of God, right? He has a concept of God. So here he is going to church.
Come on now.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And cried with a loud voice. He wasn't the guy in the corner of the church whispering, God help me.
Come on now.
Cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? So he's recognizing who he is. I adjure thee by God, he says, that thou torment me not. Here's a man in a death state and thinking Jesus is a tormentor.
Right. Come on now.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away into the country. You may be seated. May the Lord add his blessing to the word. Many times this is our confession. That when God comes down and we understand the situation we're in, that's not good.
Yes.
But in our heart of hearts, we don't necessarily want the situation to go away. We just want the pain of the situation to go away.
Preach it, brother.
That's why people get a guilty conscience about something and put something away that they know is wrong, and then 3 months later it comes back into their lives.
Get it, brother. Come
they
on
never
now.
Got rid of the state that they were in.
That's it. Preach it. Come on now. Exactly.
Why? Because they love the sin so much.
Yes.
They're so enveloped in the sin that they couldn't think straight.
Get it, brother.
To where their desires match the sin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. Amen.
Amen. Now we understand later in the scripture, a couple verses down, he cast them out into the herd of pigs.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And the pigs all, at least the pigs have enough sense to kill themselves. To seek a self-death to get rid of the sin.
Amen.
Some of us don't even have that enough sense. So Jesus, after he frees this man from the spirits, he says, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. You realize later, because of this, later he fed thousands of people with fish in Decapolis. They came out in droves to see Jesus.
Oh my.
At this moment,
brother,
they said, go away, we don't want you.
That's it.
Why? Because he was a torment to them.
Yeah, come on. Exactly.
Because they knew the very same thing would happen to them if he stayed around.
That's right.
They didn't want to get rid of their sin.
No, sir.
But what? It took one humble man, not Christ.
Did it, brother.
But one little saint going in and telling the world.
That's right. Exactly.
So what do? We get healed and we keep it under a bucket.
Preach it, brother. Hit it.
Keep it in a dusty old corner.
Come on. Sure.
We'll tell our family, but no one else. We'll maybe even tell our church family, but our coworkers? No, we don't want to tell our coworkers.
Hit it, brother.
What do they think of us?
Exactly.
They might make work hard for us.
Come on, brother. Preach.
When did Jesus promise better roses?
That's right. Exactly. Hit it, brother.
Unless you got a different Jesus than I do.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. No, sir.
He promised me life,
amen,
liberty, peace.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But never a bed of roses.
That's
never
right.
A bed of ease.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
So I'm not coming with a message of bed of roses.
Right.
Amen.
Preach, brother.
Matthew 22, 37, 40. I'm going to preach to you the entire gospel in one little bit. Pharisees said, Jesus, what is the great commandment? What is the gospel? What is that which we need to do? Amen?
Amen, brother.
Verse 3, he said, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind.
That's it.
This is the first and great commandment.
Amen.
And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt believe everything the prophet tells you.
Oh my. Come on, brother.
That's what the scripture said.
No.
Thou shalt go to church every Sunday. We need to go to church every Sunday.
Sure do.
And we'll find out why and what the effect of it is.
Absolutely.
And that is literally a commandment to be in church when those doors are open.
Come on, brother, preach.
And not only that, but to get together more and more in an increasing amount. Farther along we get.
That's
time works.
Sure is. Come on, brother.
I believe Malachi 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, absolutely.
Revelation 10, 7, just as much as anyone else.
Sure.
He's my prophet.
Amen. Yes.
But when you take the prophet over loving your brothers and sisters.
Oh, my. Come on. No, sir.
You've just made yourself a... What's the Bible say? Jesus said those Pharisees who go out and they proselyte.
Yep.
They teach doctrine and dogma, but they don't love. What are they teaching? They're making them double fold the son of Satan.
Sure. Yes. Come on, brother.
That's hitting someone.
Come on, hit it.
And the second is like unto it, he says. It's the very same thing. In fact, you can't get one without the other.
No, you can.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You notice that he says as thyself. So you have to agape yourself.
Amen. Nice.
Yeah. Woo. You can't agape your neighbor if you don't agape yourself.
Come on, brother, preach. Sure.
That came to me last night when me and Brother Kent were talking. Lord just quickened it to me. Oh, I gotta love myself. Why? Because if I don't agape myself, I can't fulfill this. Sure. If I don't know how to agape myself, I can't agape Brother Kent.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Or anyone else. What did we say Friday? We have to let God. We have to surrender and let God teach us how He loves us. We have to let God teach us who He is. We can't just pick up the scripture and say, well, this is God. Well, yeah, it is in written form. But without the Spirit bringing revelation.
Yes.
Amen. Without the Spirit teaching us.
Yes, right.
And if our flesh is in the way, you think God will have full control to teach us what He wants?
No.
We need to let God teach us how to love Him, how to love ourselves and our neighbors. And that is an agape, not a filial. That's not an emotional response.
Preach, brother. Right.
That's when someone does something that just... Yeah.
Sure.
You love that person.
Amen.
Yeah, your flesh might get riled up. I'm not going to say it won't. Because I'd make myself a hypocrite if I did that.
Come on.
I have a flesh just like y'all.
Sure do.
But it's that spirit that rises up and says, no, I refuse to hate that person.
Hey,
I refuse to judge that person.
Yes.
But I will love them and pray for them.
Oh,
that God blesses them in whatever they put their hand to.
That's right. Yeah.
Not, Lord, bless them with the knowledge of what they did so they can feel bad and repent. But Lord, whatever they put their hand to.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them. Grow them. Reveal yourself to them in such a way that they are so blessed. You take yourself out of the situation. You take that hurt. What is it? You're opening yourself up and saying, okay, whatever.
Yes,
Lord bless them.
Right.
Lord bless them.
Yes.
I'll take the scars.
That's right.
Lord bless them. Because I love them so much. Why? Because Jesus loved me enough to take His scars.
Hallelujah.
So why can't I love my brethren enough to take scars for them?
Amen. Yes, Lord God.
Amen. Matthew 26. Some of us see people in the church who have gifts or do worship God a certain way or you know, and we want to, well, they shouldn't do that. They could do it better this way. Amen?
Brother, come on.
This happened in Jesus' day.
Sure did.
Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, Jesus kept telling him he was going to go to Jerusalem and be killed and crucified, right?
Amen.
So it shouldn't have been no surprise to them. There came a woman. Says, but now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having the alabaster box of very precious ointment. Oh, Brother Andrew, you have that precious little church that you should be running it this way. Oh, Brother James, you sing songs, you should be doing it this way. You know, people, and it's usually the people that just sit there on a bench trying to tell everyone else how to do it. And then you go, okay, if you have a good, better idea, you do it. And why? They're not called.
Exactly, brother. Get it now.
So if you're to be a layman, that's what you're called to be, and that is where you will get the greatest glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You go, oh, I don't have a ministry. I don't do anything that people see me. It's not about you. And by sitting there, so what greater glory would you get than supporting a church? Making sure the lights are on. Making sure that man of God can stand behind the pulpit and be yielded to the Holy Ghost so the Lord can give you the word. So you can grow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
Because without lay people, the ministry's nothing.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, just be a bunch of empty chairs and a preacher. What edification brings that? Does that bring?
Sure, brother.
Very precious ointment. And poured it on his head as he set to meat. But when his disciples, you know, the religious people.
Absolutely. That's it.
You know, this story appears three times in scriptures, and not once does it actually say the Pharisees said anything against it. It says, one says disciples, the other says some, and the other one says Judas.
Oh my.
Scripture never directly says Simon, and the other Pharisees were like, fuck. Those people who were going to the right church, believing the right doctrine, following the right Holy Ghost.
That's it. Come on, brothers. Hit it now.
Wow. Saw a woman who they were affiliated with, was part of their inner circle of people they knew. Lazarus was Jesus' friends. This is Mary.
Come on, brother.
Right? This is Mary, the sister of Lazarus. She was a prostitute. Not once does the scripture say that Jesus condemned her.
Come on, brother.
But he accepted worship from them.
Oh, yes, sir. That's exactly
right. Oh, you're not living your life right, so you have no reason or right to do this. And they're doing a service unto God.
Exactly.
And we can't keep our mouths shut long enough to just let God get the glory.
Amen. Right, Lord.
Who are we to tell God how to get the glory?
Yes. Amen.
Who are we to tell God how, in what order, and in what fashion to receive glory from His children?
Sure.
Amen?
Right.
Amen, brother.
So this woman had this precious ointment. She poured it all on his head. There's none left. And that, it says, one part of the scripture says she broke open the box. So the box couldn't even contain anything anymore.
That's right.
So that which was used to hold this was completely broken.
Oh,
and everything inside was poured out onto Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. To anoint him.
Yes, Lord.
But we want to sit there and downgrade people's precious ointments of praise and worship and praying and preaching. Oh, he didn't preach the way I liked it, so I'm not going to feed on it. I'm sorry, I'm just a vessel.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Andrew is just a vessel. The other ministers that come here are just vessels.
That's right, brother. That's right.
You may not like my voice or the way I speak, but the actual words coming out are not my own.
That's right. Exactly right.
I can't do this on my own.
Right. That's right.
And neither can anyone else.
Right.
But we want to have indignation against each other.
Right.
Because we think they can worship God a different way. I wish they'd worship a little quieter. I wish they'd clap their hands a little quieter. I wish they'd sit in the back instead of the front because they're distracting me.
Go on now.
It's just an I.
It's the truth, brother. Preach. Come on.
Oh, they're bothering my relationship with Christ. When a brother starts bothering your relationship, you don't have a relationship then.
That's right, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Because if you have Jesus in you, that Jesus that loves them, that's getting glorified by them, will love them from you.
Oh, hallelujah.
That love will pour out from you to them.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For this ointment might, listen, he says, but when the disciples saw it, oh my. When the church people saw it, they had indignation saying, what purpose was this waste?
They
saw it as a waste.
Oh mercy, come on now.
It was vain to them.
Exactly.
You wasted this worship. You wasted this sermon. You wasted this meeting. Excuse me. You know, some preachers won't go to small churches. And I'm not trying to lift myself up, but there are some preachers who won't go to small churches. Why? Well, there's not enough money to... You know, I'll use my gift greater in a bigger church that can support my... I thought God supports the ministry.
That's right. That's the truth, brother. Absolutely.
That's right.
Shouldn't be worried about money. And you shouldn't be worried about who you're preaching to.
That's right. Absolutely, brother.
For all have fallen short.
Yes.
Especially the ministers.
Yes, sir. Come on.
That's
right. Why? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why? They didn't say it out loud. They said it in their hearts.
Absolutely.
It was an internal thing that they were speaking.
Preach, brother. Come on.
More than likely to God.
Yes.
I don't understand why they're doing that. Why is the Son of God allowing them to do that?
Yeah.
So you're God's policeman?
That's
you're
going
to you're his foreman. You're going to tell him how to do what he wants to do?
Wow. God have mercy. Come on now.
Since when?
That's right.
Because in my experience, if God tells me to do something and I say no, oh, buddy. I spend the rest of my life regretting it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He gives spankings like no one else gives spankings.
Good. That's right.
We can't tell God which paddle to use.
That's right.
We can't. And sometimes that paddle is a housewife.
Come on, brother, preach.
For a minister.
Yes, absolutely.
There's been times where I'll have some sort of thought or something like that, and a housewife will say something. Not that she gets up on a soapbox, but she'll just do something in her daily routine. And that will hit me so hard I will have to correct myself before God. I'm not lifting myself up and saying I'm an exceptional Christian. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that God can use that. What a lot of, especially a lot of women think, oh, I don't do anything for the bride.
Oh, my.
Why? They want to do something. Why? Because they love the Lord God. And that love of God in them pours out to everyone. I want to be able to do things. I want to see my hand put into something. And glory to God be given out of that.
Yes, right.
And not from a prideful stance.
Right.
And God's saying, you just being who you are.
Yes, right.
Is more glory than I could receive otherwise.
Amen. That's the truth.
Why do you think Andrew's the preacher he is?
Amen.
That sister right there.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think Brother James is the brother he is? That sister right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Dillard, Brother Ochoa. Why do you think? Listen. It's not because of them and them having a relationship with Christ. That's part of it.
Right.
It's their wives. Because the wife has the ability to tear down or build up.
Come on, brother.
The women are responsible for the men's ministry. Do you realize that? Why did Brother Branham say, you want to see the spiritual state of the church? You go in and you look at the women. Not the men, not the ministers, not the deacons, the women, the housewives.
Yes.
Who make meals and sew clothes and... Who just be a housewife and a mother. That's how you can tell how close someone is to the Lord.
Amen.
By the women in their church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This wasn't even in my notes. He said, in fact, I just have scriptures for the most part. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? Amen?
Amen?
For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you.
That's it.
Right. Sure.
You have functions that you can go to. And things you can do. Till the day you die.
Lord. Yes.
Do we always experience the presence of God?
Come on now.
It's always there, but do we ever always experience? Is it a 24/7 I experience God all the time?
Come on now.
So when you start experiencing the presence of God, you need to do something about it with you and God. Don't worry about anyone else.
No, that's right.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Here's a woman who's being spiritual, who's giving a blessing and a glory to God. And here's someone being in the natural.
Yeah.
Making a natural judgment from a natural standpoint.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yes.
Because, yeah, they could have sold it. And they could have benefited poor people.
Sure.
But that's not the best thing to do.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. It's not the best thing to do.
Yes.
When Mary and Martha.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Martha was busy and burdened about a lot of things. Keeping the house tidy, cooking, and doing her housewife duty. And God said, that's not what you need to be doing.
Right.
You need to be sitting at my feet and worshiping me.
Amen.
And experiencing me and letting me teach you how I love you.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard it said that a lot of theologians and historians think that Mary was wrong upstairs because she was just sitting at Jesus' feet. I beg to differ.
Oh, mercy.
I just think she was more spiritual than Martha.
Absolutely.
At least in that instance.
Yeah.
She had recognized something Martha hadn't.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. They both knew he was the Lord. They both knew he was the Lord.
Sure.
And one just said, well, I have to do all these works to get his attention. And then she upbraided Jesus.
That's right.
Sure, won't you tell my sister to help me get this stuff done for you?
Right.
I'm trying to do you a service and you ungrateful little...
Wow, that's true.
Amen.
Exactly.
And Jesus didn't, he said, you're burdened about too much.
That's right.
Look at your sister, Sarah, Mary. She's done. She's picked the good portion.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
that's good.
Amen.
So let's be sensitive to the Spirit of God and sensitive to the love of God. Sensitive to what the Spirit of God is trying to teach us and tell us at those moments.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So many times we're like that, you know, we have all this mess about us. We have this thought process that we want, and it's so painful. But we don't want to get rid of the process. We just want to get rid of the pain.
Right.
Oh, my.
But we know that if we allow God to take us out of that situation, it'll be painful.
Right.
But because this mess is ours and we know it, we want to keep it. It's our comfort zone.
Yep, that's it. Exactly right. Right there.
We don't want to go outside the camp with Jesus.
That's it.
We just want Jesus to come in and fix our situation a little bit and leave.
No, sir.
So what the bride of Jesus Christ does?
No,
sir. This is what Jesus says. She has wrought a good work upon me. For you have always the poor with you. But me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial.
Amen.
Amen. Verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall... This is a woman doing just a simple deed that everyone else thought she was nuts and crazy about.
Yes, sir.
Why are you doing that? That's a waste. That is a waste. You should
preach,
do that
brother,
better.
Come on now.
I can't believe you're a Christian and you're doing that.
Right.
You should be farther along than that. And Jesus says, verily, because she's done that, because you do that, anywhere this gospel is preached,
that's right,
she will have a memorial in it.
Amen. Yes,
so
sir.
What's Judas's a memorial?
That's it, bro.
And every other disciple up until the upper room.
Absolutely.
The same one we have until we get that Holy Ghost. We're nothing. We are the waste.
Yeah. Right. Sure are.
Matthew 22. Jesus said unto him, verse 37, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might, or all thy mind. Excuse me. So if we did something, if we were doing a service to the king, we wouldn't consider it waste, would we?
Not at all. Sir.
So, if we feel that way about ourselves,
come on,
shouldn't we feel that way about our brother?
Absolutely.
Our sister, when they do something that we may not understand.
Yes, sir. Right. That's right. That's it, brother. Come on now.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It doesn't matter what quotes you can quote. Doesn't matter what church you go to. Or how many people you witness to. Or how long you've been in the ministry. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because without that, you can't fulfill. You can't love God with all your heart.
No, you can't.
You can't love Him with all your soul. And you can't love Him with all your mind.
Amen, brother. Absolutely.
James 2 says, my brethren, have not the faith. Listen, he's saying, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect, you mean it is possible to have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and think of people less?
Ooh, my. No, sir.
To have a higher respect of this brother over this sister. Because he's a man and she's a woman. Because he's a minister and she's nothing but a housewife.
Brother.
Housewives are one of the hardest jobs in this whole message.
Sure is. Come on, brother.
Brother Andrew, just because your wife is a minister's wife, does that mean she's not a housewife? Oh, you mean she's pulling double duty then? So she's doing more than even you are. Amen? So she is due even more honor than your pastor. She is the first lady of this church. Amen?
Amen.
You know, if the president walked in, I'm sure some of us would, oh, sit right here. We, even if we don't respect the man, we would respect his office. And the first wife, why?
Right.
Well, that's his wife. Right. That's the first lady of the nation. We should have more honor for Sister Ellie than Michelle Obama.
Right.
Why? You should love her as a sister.
Come on, brother, preach.
Yes.
But also as understanding that Brother Andrew's the minister. He's the pastor he is because he has a wife who is who she is.
Absolutely.
Amen. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel,
yep,
and there come in also a poor man with vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand there, or sit under my footstool. If I told Brother Kent to come in and sit under my footstool, is that me loving him? If he said that to me, how would I feel?
Exactly.
Do I want to be under someone's footstool?
No, sir.
Not particularly. So why should I ask or expect another brother, even just have that expectation in my heart?
Right, amen.
Sure.
That he would be under me.
Right.
If I wake up and I think someone is under me. You know that person that, because we all have that in our minds, right? That is the temptation Satan puts before us.
Sure.
When something happens, we downgrade that person in our flesh.
Right.
So what we need to do, here's your homework. We need to take that man, that woman, that we have that thought about, the lowest on the totem pole. Oh, sure, they're still Christians. Oh, sure, they're still bride of Christ, but they're lowest on the totem pole. They don't do enough works, or the works they do I don't really like, or they should do it this way, that way, or the other. And we need to take that lowest totem pole, and we need to put it on top.
Amen.
And we need to put ourselves on the lowest totem pole. Because usually we're on top of the totem pole.
Amen.
We need to take those tools out of our hands and say, Lord, you just have your way. But we don't want to get rid of ourselves, right? We want God to come in and make us feel good so we can say we're Christians and then walk out the door. We don't want to really love our brethren and sisters.
Come on.
Or it's a Nicolaitan spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Because it's always putting some person over another and having authority over that person.
Right.
Whether you're a minister or not, it's still the Nicolaitan spirit.
Absolutely.
Because it's the same effect.
Amen.
When I think I'm more revelated than someone, more spiritual than someone. Bless God, you don't know what you're talking about. You know how many years I've been preaching this gospel? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if that person just got baptized. You are to respect them just as much as you respect yourself.
Right.
In fact, the Bible says you need to esteem them higher than yourself.
Yep, that's right.
Right.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
You know, it's funny. We take that scripture where it talks about the man goes out and buys the field because he found the pearl, and he goes and grabs the pearl. And we want to say, well, that pearl is the message, and the whole field is all of Christendom today. But when it comes to the Bible saying, love your brethren, we go, oh, that's just that part. No, it's the whole field.
Absolutely. Sure is.
Come on.
I don't care if someone's a Trinitarian.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I'm going to love them.
Amen.
Because how can I expect them to come to Christ if I don't show them that love? If I don't respect them as a person?
Yes, Lord. Gratify.
I don't have to respect their sin. I don't have to accept their sin. But I don't have to belittle them because of their sin.
Right.
Sure.
Amen? We don't disrespect people because of sin.
No, sir.
What John say? If a man say he does not sin, he's a liar.
That's right.
So to disrespect someone because they have no, or because of some sin or some doctrine they're believing wrong,
yeah,
is to become a hypocrite because you're saying, well, I can't believe you do that. And you're sitting there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
in one way or shape or another.
That's right.
Because he who transgresses the law in the little transgresses it in all.
That's right.
It's
that's
not about, well, I did this, I did it. You're a transgressor.
Yes,
amen. Bottom line.
Thank you.
We're all transgressors. But Jesus died for us, right?
Thank you, Lord.
And that blood covers that. Because I wasn't born under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Come on, brother, preach.
So why do you expect that other person to be?
Right.
Sure.
Amen?
Come on now.
Why do we expect, because we know so much, or we have some revelation, or we're in the book, because we call ourselves Christian, that person who claims to be Christian needs to be up on our level.
Come on, brother. Amen.
Because more than often than not, if you're feeling that way, that person's probably on a higher level than you are.
Right.
Believe in a false doctrine.
Come on, brother.
Right.
Brother Branham said, attitude is more important than doctrine.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because I wasn't born in this message. But my attitude towards God was more important than some doctrine.
Right.
Did it, brother.
Why? Because I had a relationship.
Oh, yes.
And that relationship comes before all doctrine.
Right.
Because it's not a, I heard. It's, I did hear one time, but now I see.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right.
Once you have that relationship with Christ,
yes.
Doctrine fades away and you say, Lord, you just lead me however you want.
Amen.
And then when God wants a doctrine put down and you to learn something and reveal it, He will reveal it to you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
What's the scripture say? David the psalmist said, not one of his children will be found begging bread.
Right.
That's right. Do you think God keeps revelation from His children?
Nope.
No. He wants a bride. What's the scripture say? The bride hath made herself ready.
Amen.
How can she make herself ready if she's starving?
That's right. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This isn't even in my notes. I might as well just throw my notes away.
Right.
Amen.
Let's preach. Come on now.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy doctrine, and with all thy mind.
Yes.
So like I said on Friday, those ruts, if we have those ruts running through our minds, and we're running down these ruts that say God doesn't love us, or God doesn't love us right, or God won't give us His promises. How are we loving Him with all of our mind?
That's
how
it,
are we submitting that rut to God?
Right.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Like I said, it's like that Oregon Trail. The wagons would always go down those ruts. It's a well-worn path.
Yes.
Sure.
So you need to start making another well-worn path. Says, hallelujah, my God is God of all creation. Hallelujah, He's the goodest, greatest God there is. Hallelujah, He's promised me the exceeding riches of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And I promise you, you will probably fall back right into those old ruts. That doesn't mean you stay there.
That's right.
That means you get yourself out of that rut and start going down those old ones again, even if you don't feel like it. Even though if you don't feel like you're worthy to walk those paths and say those words.
Amen.
It's like I was telling Brother Kennan, when those healing lines came forth, that brother said, you know, the blind man.
Yes, sir.
So I thought you said I was healed. Brother Ram said the Holy Ghost pronounced him healed.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So it wasn't even that Brother Ram just healed, prayed over him, and he walked away. The Holy Ghost literally healed him.
Amen.
Right then and there.
Sure did.
He said, I thought you said I was healed. He said, I thought you believed.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
And that woman said, Should I believe, even though I feel like I'm dying all the time? He said, sister, if that's all you have, is all you have is a confession, then confess.
Amen.
Until the
yes.
point where that confession becomes a reality.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter if you believe it right now. You confess the word, and that word becomes your confession. And Christ is the high priest of our confession.
Oh.
And He has no choice but to come down. Why? He wants to come down even
yes,
more than we want Him to
Hallelujah.
Come down. He loves us more than we want Him to love us.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, praise you. Praise Jesus.
How merciful would God be if when He died upon the cross, our sins were washed away, and yet there was no ring blood around the earth. To where when our sins go up, and it just goes straight up to God. It wouldn't hit that buffer and go into the blood of Jesus Christ. You ever think about that? When Brother Branham was in that diner and he looked across at that woman who was boozing it up with a couple police officers
Absolutely.
And they were gambling.
Yes, sir.
He said, Lord, just wipe them off the face. Your prophet said this.
Yeah. Sure did.
Lord, wipe them off the face of the earth.
Right.
truth, brother.
Why? Your prophet wasn't fulfilling this scripture at that moment. But what? God corrected him.
Absolutely.
Why? Because God loved him.
Right.
And he was our prophet.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
That's right.
So don't think that certain people can do this perfectly. The prophet was just, he was a man. He had to deal with his flesh.
Right.
Sure did.
Every day.
Yes.
Well, what did God say? He showed him that vision. He said a vision broke forth and he saw that bloodline. And every time his sin, the prophet of our age, his sin would go up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it just rocked the Lord and just hit him. What? We are all sinners saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
So much God loves us. That even if we make mistakes, even if we find ourselves in... Listen, it says, brothers, you who are spiritual, if you find a brother in fault, go and grab him and restore him unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Not, oh, I'm so spiritual, bless God, I don't know why he's doing that. You're not very spiritual if that's your response.
Absolutely. Amen. That's right.
I still have to fight that.
Because
that's our flesh.
Yes.
Our flesh is prideful. Are you then not partial in yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? It's not that you're judging evil thoughts and putting them out of your mind. That's you're allowing evil thoughts to come there and you're just thinking on them.
Amen.
You're allowing them a place in your mind.
Yes.
In your spirit.
Sure.
You're allowing evil thought. Why? Because the spirit is your conscience, your intellect, your imagination.
Yes. Right. Yes. Amen.
Is that the message?
Yes, sir.
Is that the revealed word of this age? So when the Bible says that those evil thoughts come in and we become judges, we set over them. We rule over those evil thoughts.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Yeah.
When we become partial. Who wants to sit over evil thoughts in our minds? Not this guy. Amen. This is hearken, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith? Heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him, but ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, draw you before the judgment seats? Do they not blaspheme? We're talking about being partial.
Yes.
Just being partial. Just being partial. Remember that word hateth means to love less.
Yes, right.
Amen. We went over that last night. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? So being partial is to blaspheme the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ. Come on, brother, preach.
And yeah, Jesus says it will be forgiven you. Right? Because the only unpardonable sin is if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
Come on, brother. Amen.
But who wants to blaspheme that worthy name?
Right.
What Christian with the love of God in their heart wants to do that? So obviously these men aren't being Christians. They don't have that love. Verse 8 says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. And he gives you what that royal law is. It's not go to church every day.
Right.
It's not read and pray every day.
Come on, brother.
It's thou, Paul says, the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you fulfill this, you do well.
Amen.
But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin or are convinced of the law as transgressors.
Yes.
Amen.
So speak ye. Listen, he's saying you're a transgressor if you're partial.
Yes, sir.
If you love less, you commit sin or are convinced of the law as transgressors before God.
Amen, brother. That's exactly.
So speak ye and do so. What did we talk about last night or Friday night? That our love be made perfect, that what we can come boldly before the throne of God.
Amen.
If we're partial, we can't come boldly before the throne of God in that judgment day.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? We're not blameless.
That's right. Preach, brother.
Because we're partial. Speak ye, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty.
Yeah.
Like I said on Friday, err on the side of mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Give people liberty to be people, to be Christians.
Yes.
With understanding, respect, and love. And if you don't feel that agape love for someone, what do? You don't give up. You start confessing that you have that agape love.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I have that agape love. Thank you for giving me that agape love. Lord, fulfill that agape love in me towards others. And eventually, your faith will grab hold of that and start walking in it.
Amen.
Why? It'll force you to.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. It'll wrestle your flesh and it'll get it down.
That's right.
Paul said, I wrestle my flesh.
Right.
Not, I'm just going to, if I'm tempted to look at something, I'm just going to turn my head. No, he said, I bruise my body.
Yes. That's right.
I physically stop myself from doing things.
Hallelujah.
I am in pain every day, killing my flesh.
Amen.
It is a daily war with myself.
Amen.
He says, I bruise it. I create physical bruises in my body. I burst blood vessels in my body because I see that which is evil within myself and I fight against it in the physical.
Amen.
That's right.
Why? Because he's a Christian who loves the Lord and loves his friends, his family, with an agape love. And he knows if he doesn't do that himself, he will never get to the point where he can love everyone in the right way. Why? Because if you're high and mighty and so fleshy all the time, you think you can walk in the Spirit of Christ? Amen. So speak ye and so do, that they shall be judged as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. So you're supposed to speak as if you will be judged, or as they that they will be judged by the mercy of God.
Amen.
So you're supposed to look at your brothers and your sisters as if the mercy of God has already covered them.
Right.
And you can't take the mercy of God away from someone.
No, you can't.
So for you to be partial and speak something against them, even in your heart or mind, is to lie against that mercy.
Amen.
Is to sit there and say, God is a liar. And what God has put in their life is not true. That's what we do when we are partial to people.
Sure,
we love them, but we're partial to them. What is it? You have that filial love, but not the agape. But what do? We start confessing that agape.
Amen.
Because Christ is the high priest of our profession.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Be to God.
What I profess, listen, by faith, what I profess, God will perform.
Amen.
Right.
So if I profess sickness, if I profess weakness, if I profess all the things that my mind and my scars want me to profess, then Jesus will take that and what my faith will perform it.
Right.
Sure.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But if I start professing the good things of God,
amen,
and profess that I am going to be loving my neighbor.
Amen. That's right.
That we are a family.
Amen.
What did Paul say? I am the chiefest of sinners.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But we want to say they are the chiefest of sinners, right?
Right. That's right.
Mercy.
They're off the word because they preach liberty. There's preachers in this message who do that. They will downcast other ministries because they want control of saints.
Amen. Hit it, brother.
Why? They see it is only the spirit of Satan.
Absolutely.
Not saying that person is not seed. I'm saying at that point, that person is operating under a spirit. They have become judges of evil thoughts, and that spirit has taken control.
Right.
And it tries to take control of life.
Yes.
Why? Satan doesn't want you to go to heaven.
Oh,
and he'll do everything he can do to try to stop you.
Amen.
What he doesn't realize is that our names are engraved on the palms of his hands.
Amen.
Amen. You can't take a saint to hell.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Why? Because our Jesus has prevailed.
Amen.
Our Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed.
Yes,
he said, behold, I looked and I saw. Why? The elder said, John, don't weep. Why? Because he knew redemption was not being redeemed. Redemption was not taking hold. That was the thought in John's mind. He knew his name was in that book. And he said, not a man in heaven or in earth was found worthy to even look upon it.
That's right.
And he knew his soul was hanging in that book.
Amen.
That all of creation, his brothers and sisters, the other disciples, everyone,
yes, sir,
was hanging in that book.
Yes, Lord.
And he started weeping. And he said, all of creation heard me. That elder said, don't weep, John.
Amen.
For the Lion of the tribe of Judah have prevailed.
Oh, praise
And he said, I saw as a lamb that has been slaughtered come forth. That blood's still there today. That blood still covers our sins today. He's still merciful. He's still on that mercy seat.
Amen.
So if this is you, there's mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's mercy for us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So this isn't the end. I'm not condemning anyone. What I'm saying is, look, this is our condition, some of us.
Right. Right. Amen. That's right.
So let's make it right. Let's go to the Lamb. Yes. Let's go to the cross. Amen. Let's go to where, let's meet Jesus where he met us. Amen. Let's hold on. What's he say? Pick up your cross. Amen. And follow me. What is it? It is the cross of Calvary.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why? Because he's the high priest of our profession.
Absolutely.
If we're not professing Christ, we're not carrying the cross. And if we're not carrying the cross, we're not going to follow him.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. What does it profit, brethren? No, he says 13, for he shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy. And mercy rejoices.
Yes.
Against your judgment.
Yes, Lord.
It rejoices.
Hallelujah.
It laughs in the face of judgment.
Yes, Lord.
I've won.
Yes.
When Satan wants us to be in judgment, and that mercy comes down.
Amen.
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 Satan says, ha ha ha, they, you know, the saints in the tribulation, they don't have the Spirit of Christ in them, so they don't have eternal life. And Jesus says, here you go, here's a robe.
Amen.
What's going to happen in that day for those people?
Sure.
Think they're going to be sad that they died with the blood of their neck and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ? No, they're going to rejoice.
Amen.
When Satan thinks he has judgment.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen.
What doth it profit, my brethren? That a man say he hath faith, Lord. That though a man say he hath faith and have not works.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Can faith save him?
Right. Alone.
He's saying, can faith alone save a man? If a brother or sister be destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful for the body.
Right.
What does your faith profit you?
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Amen.
What does your belief in God, what does your love of God profit you?
Right.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
That's right.
Tell me what it does for you.
Nothing.
Even so, if it hath not works, Paul says, if it hath not works, is death being alone.
That's right.
So if your faith is death, because
yes,
it doesn't have works, then you can't be saved with that kind of faith.
Yes, sir.
It says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. Why? Because it's impossible to show someone faith without works.
That's right. Amen.
Why? Because faith automatically, real faith, automatically produces a work. Because you start walking and operating in that Spirit of Christ by faith. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show ye thee my faith by my works.
Yes, sir.
Remember, even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Verse 19 says, thou believest there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also have faith and tremble. But it's a dead faith. It's not a faith that... Why? They have an experience in it. They've experienced God.
Come on, brother.
But they don't believe him for who he is.
Absolutely right.
Amen? Why? They tremble at his power because he cast them out. He created them. They were with him in his glory. They saw his glory. And they have faith in what it is, what they saw and what they touched and what... And they tremble at that. But they don't have real faith. Why? Because Jesus is the author of real faith.
Amen.
He's the author and finisher.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's good. He's not going to give us a devil real faith. Because it'd bring him to eternal life. The devils have faith without works, and therefore their faith cannot produce life, but can only bring death. So what is the connection this whole time between faith and love? That's my question. Faith and love, what's the connection? Galatians 5, 1 through 26. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ profit you nothing. And we're talking about the flesh and legalism. We've been talking about showing mercy and treating people as if they are under the law of liberty. Amen?
Amen.
He says, stand fast therewith in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. The Bible also says that freely you've been given, so you freely give. Amen? So be not entangled in the yoke of legalism, of judgment of your brothers, of being partial. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because that brings a bondage to yourself, not to them. If I had something in my heart against Brother Andrew, it's not going to bondage him. It's not going to put him into a servitude. It's going to put me in a servitude.
Yes, sir.
Amen? For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. So if we're partial, and we hold the law of Moses over people, the do's, the don'ts, over people. If you're a Christian, you should know better. I don't understand why they're doing this.
That's right.
And you may not.
Yes, sure.
And it's okay not to understand, but when you take that and you say, well, and you scoff at them,
right,
and you become partial to them.
Yes, yes. That's it.
The cross of Christ has become vain. There's no effect in your life. Why? Because he's shown us mercy.
Yes.
And he demands that we show mercy back.
Amen. That's true.
I'm not saying we do this. Our flesh tries to get us to do this as much as possible.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You're not going to get your flesh to be sealed with the Holy Ghost. You're just not.
Come on, brother.
You're never going to get your flesh to just live right on its own.
That's right, brother.
That's why Paul said it's a daily battle.
Yes.
I have to kill it every day. Because every day I wake up and it's alive again. You know, I have to run it over and beat it up and
amen.
I have to.
Amen.
Why? Because if not, you'll go right back into bondage.
That's right.
Cool. Amen?
Amen?
And Christ will become no effect. The cross will bring no effect to you.
Wow.
Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
Yes, sir.
That's a period there.
It is.
After grace. I'm under the scripture just as much as y'all. It's a fearful thing. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by doctrine. Right? That's what that word says. Righteousness by going to church. Righteousness by my own thinking. Righteousness by faith, it says. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. There it is. That's the answer. So the work of faith is love.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
It's not going and preaching at meetings.
Come on, brother.
It's love.
Yes, sir.
It's not reading your Bible. And it's not witnessing. It's love.
Amen.
Why? Because you can't witness right without love. You can't preach right without love. You can't witness right without love. You can't be a Christian without love.
Amen.
And that is why the fruit of the Spirit, the very first, most important one, is love. Because out of that love comes the next one and the next one and the next one.
Right.
Hallelujah.
It is the foundation for all things. That's why faith is the very bottom on that statue of a perfect man.
Yes, sir.
Because without faith, you can't do anything else.
That's right.
But how you do the others and build it up is what? Love. What is it? For Christ first loved us.
Yes, sir.
Right? So we are to love others.
Amen.
But faith which worketh by love. For works that reveal a person's righteousness is legalism. Right? If I perform works to show that I'm right, then I'm in the right way.
Hit it, brother. Come on.
That's legalism.
Sure.
And it's dead. And I can tremble at the presence of God. I can have real fear and respect of God. But I'm dead.
Right.
Why? I'm working in legalism.
Absolutely.
But works that reveal faith in the love of God. What was one of the first scriptures? We have known and believed the love that God has for us.
Amen.
Friday night, right?
Yes, Lord.
We have but works that reveal faith in the love of God and the liberty that love gives us is faith manifested in love to the brethren. The liberty that love gives me is faith manifested. So if I know and I believe in the love that God's given me, I'm going to have that experience with you. Amen. That I'm going to love you just the same way Christ loved me.
Sure. Amen.
What did we say about the cross the other day? He was absolutely naked. What? He made himself completely vulnerable. He opened himself completely up.
Yes, sir.
But we want to claim ourselves off from people.
Yes.
We want to be partial because, this brother over here did something to me. Or this person did something over to me, and this person over here is exhibiting similar traits, so I'm going to back off from them so I don't get hurt. That's not what the scripture says.
That's right.
Scripture wants you to open up and become vulnerable to that person. Why? Because that person may need deliverance from something, and probably the same thing that person needs deliverance from.
Yes, sir.
And the only way they're going to get deliverance is if God sends you there to love them. Why? Because you need deliverance just as much.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
There's been many times where I'll go, the Lord will direct me to go talk to someone, or someone will just come up to me with a question. And they'll say, this is my question. And I'll be like, oh my Lord, why?
Yes, sir.
You know my heart, why? You know? Why? Because he'll be talking about something that I'm dealing with that I need deliverance from. And the Lord will give me words to speak to him and say, remember this. Go home and remember this. Go home and speak to me
Absolutely.
About this.
I
go, okay, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Ye did run well. He's talking to Christians. A Christian church. He said, you did right. You are walking by faith and love. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? So if you're believing a doctrine and not walking in love, you're disobeying the truth.
Amen.
Why? Because words are words. If you don't have the truth, the revelation of those words, and it's not a revealed life to you, you're not obeying the truth. Why? Because God is truth.
Yes, sir.
It is the life of the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven. Listen, this is why being partial, even a little bit, is one of the worst things you can do. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Why? Because a little partiality over time, if it stays in there,
right.
It'll grow and grow and turn everything else into partiality.
Yes, sir. Right.
To where you are the best and you have a chip on your shoulder with everyone else.
That's exactly right.
And then no one can correct you.
That's right.
And you're God's man on the scene for this age. Wow. Oh.
Boy.
Who wants to be put in that spot? Because I remember God vindicating Brother Branham.
Yes, sir.
Not any priest.
Yes, sir.
Not any pastor.
Come on now.
But people want to sit there and feel like everyone's against them. Why? Because they started with a little bit of partiality. And instead of casting that thing out, instead of actually really submitting themselves to the Lord in that area.
Amen.
They just continue to think that that person's their enemy. And that suspicion spreads throughout the whole thing. It's like a wildfire. When in California, when a spark lit, it didn't just stay there.
That's right.
It killed people.
Sure did.
That's what that spirit wants to do. It wants to make partial, so it kills the effect of people.
Amen.
Why do you think so many people are leaving the message? A, because they don't have the life of Christ in them.
Yes.
But what spurs it is that spark, that partiality. They see things that aren't right. You're going to have that. But because they don't see the Creator, they don't have that relationship with the Creator. They can only look at those who do. And when those who do make mistakes, say, well, then God's not right. And then they walk away.
Sure.
Why? Because they're looking for a standard. They're looking for truth. They're looking for something that doesn't change. But they're looking into men instead of the man.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. It says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, and I have confidence in you. So he's not throwing them away. These are people who were walking in love and started having partiality, started loving people less.
Amen.
Some of them became hate-filled towards other people. They had chips on their shoulder.
Sure, that's right.
But Paul, the prophet of that age, doesn't throw them away. He says, I have confidence in you. In the state you're in, I have confidence in you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. So don't avenge yourselves. When someone does something that you know is wrong,
sure,
and they deserve judgment. We all deserve judgment.
Yeah, amen. Right.
Leave it up to God. Let God avenge you in his time.
Amen.
Sure.
On his terms. And because of his motivations.
Yes, Lord.
Not because of our hurt flesh.
Right. Right.
Amen. Because we all make mistakes. We can't hold even one mistake over another person.
That's right.
Nope.
Because then we become hypocrites.
Amen.
And we become bonded in servitude. Amen. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision or legalism, you know, do this, don't do this, do this. Why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty.
Yes, sir.
Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
Yes, amen.
A king doesn't serve a servant unless he gets off his throne, puts on the servant's clothes, and washes his feet, right?
Right.
I remember a king did that once.
Yes, sir.
I read it in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
A king came down from glory.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And took 12 sinner men and washed their feet.
Right.
Called them brethren and friends. Breathed on them and gave them the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Gave them power. So how dare we sit on our thrones over people and expect them to serve us?
Amen.
Amen. Because why? Love is true faith in Jesus Christ manifested outward. It is love is the work of faith. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, verse 14, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen. Right.
Listen, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one another.
That's right.
It's not saying don't bite too much. It's not saying devour one only to a certain point. He says take heed. So I looked up that word heed in the Greek. That word used there. It says to behold. So first you got to look at it. You have to study what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen. So here we are, we're beholding what we're doing. We're taking heed. We're taking stock. We're taking inventory of our actions. To beware. Not be aware. Because we already do that when we behold it. But to beware. You say, beware. Don't go there.
Right.
It's a warning. Don't go there. to perceive and to take heed. So not only understand why you're biting and devouring each other, but to beware of it. Don't do it. Walk away from it. Put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Make it right with one another. And then don't do it ever again. What did he say to Mary Magdalene? Where are your persecutors? Does no man persecute you? She said, no, no man. He said, neither do I. Sin no more.
Amen.
Verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. Romans 7, he talks about, you know, those things that I want to do for Christ.
That's right.
I can't. Why? Because evil's with me.
That's right.
So you can't grow when you allow your flesh to just stay there.
Right.
Amen? Amen. It says, go down to verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no such there is no law.
That's right.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions, or with the affections and the lusts.
Amen.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Brother Andrew, come. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Hebrews 10, last chapter as we close. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you, Lord Jesus. We just ask that you just have thy way, Lord. Lord, if anything was spoken out of term, Lord, if anything was spoken that was not you, Lord, just shut it up out of their hearts and minds, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you have thy way in our hearts. Lead us and guide us into all truth and righteousness, Lord. Let us to never walk away from a true relationship with you, as well as a true relationship with your followers, your saints, our brothers, our sisters. Lord, we just ask that you have thy way. Bless each one of us as we go, and we'll give you the praise and the glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Stand together. Have you heard the word this afternoon? Let's go ahead and bow our heads. And that's each person. You need to respect the presence of God if you ever expect anything from Him. This isn't a time to waste time. We're approaching the end of all times, the end of all things, and we look at what could somebody tell us to prepare us for that time. If you don't love one another, you're not to first base. You will not be there. The prophet was very clear that when he was over there, only perfect love gets over. And if you examine your heart and you're honest with yourself, you'll realize that a brother isn't judging you, neither is someone, some other person, some other sister, but God is judging our lives.
And if there's hypocrisy in our hearts, it's not time to leave this service and act like it's an okay thing. It's time to let the Spirit of God come and to take it far from us. And if you be that person, you need to lift that unto Him now and say, Lord, I have been partial. I have been a hypocrite and I'm willing to admit it. And you might think that I'm being super spiritual. I got my hands raised just the same. Because I know the times I've thought things, I've said things that was not Christ. I did not put that person above myself. I put myself above that person. I begin to think that because I give my life to Christ and I do this and I do that, that I deserve more from God than that person. No, I don't. I don't deserve a thing. We don't earn anything from Him. He freely gives us all things. Be honest with yourselves and be honest with God. We don't have to leave feeling condemned. We can let the Spirit come and take that thing out of our lives and walk in newness of life. But I can't help but believe that there's some that haven't accepted that this service. You might think it's went too long. I've waited too long. The service is already over. No, He hasn't left yet. I already know He's here right now. And if you have that need, you need to get rid of it today. Let Him speak back that you're forgiven. Let Him speak back that now I give you power to overcome that and I will try you again and you shall not fail. Hallelujah. Let's just pray together. You pray in your own way. Let the Spirit move in your life. Don't worry about nobody else. You go ahead and pray with all your heart. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this opportunity again to be in Your house and to hear Your Word. Lord, not diluted in any way or shape or form, but Lord, just cut and straight that we must be the bride of Christ or we will not go in this rapture. And You've already foreordained, You've already predestined, You've already seen that perfect bride standing there, Lord. And we believe by faith that we're a part of that. But Lord, we know what we must come to prove to this world that You live, and that's that Your life be reproduced. Don't let us settle for anything short of that, Lord. But may we die to all our own reasonings, all our own lives, all our own flesh, and not make excuses about it, Lord, but lay it down at Calvary and let the blood just destroy all the powers of the enemy. That, Lord, Your life can reign in our hearts. Lord, that You can love others through us. Lord, just the same as You did when You walked the shores of Galilee. The same You did when You met Legion there, Lord, and his million, thousands of devils that he had. Lord, You met him on the grounds of grace, Lord, in a way of escape, Lord. Help us to be the same. When we go into this world's dying, Lord. They need a hope, Lord. And we stand just like Isaiah, and You come and say, who will go for me? Lord, let each heart here say, Lord, here am I. Send me. I'll be a voice to this age. I'll tell them the truth. That though their sins be as scarlet, they can be made white as snow if they'll just come to Christ. Let us not cast off our brothers and sisters, let us not cast off the simplest need that You bring before us. But may we recognize that You have predestinated that moment to get glory out of our lives for your name's sake. Lord, we just rededicate ourselves this afternoon. Forgive us for being so lazy. Forgive us for being so slothful mentally, spiritually, physically, just in everything, Lord. We're such vile creatures when You're not around. We're such vile creatures when You aren't in the driver's seat, Lord. I pray You forgive us for even thinking about having the wheel in our hands. But Lord, let us just commit our hearts and our lives right back into the hands of our Savior. Lord, just wash us clean. Fill us anew with power from on high. Lord, that we wouldn't walk a defeated church. Lord, one trying to earn favor, but one that knows who they are. And they're standing in the presence of God. And Your Spirit manifesting itself in each life. Grant it, Lord God, this morning. We're trusting Your Spirit, Lord. I commit the people into Your hands, Lord. There's nothing else for us men to do. But Lord, we know that You're the same God. Lord, and if people by faith will receive You, You will show up. I pray You heal each one that needs need of healing this afternoon. If there's anyone that needs a revival in their soul and their experience, may this service be the revival. Not a revival of a bunch of hoopla, but Lord, a revival of a life for God. A life on fire for You, Lord. Well, we don't got to pump up reading our Bibles and praying and living for others. It's just our life. It's who we are. Grant it to each one this service. We commit it to You, Lord, believing that You will receive the glory out of all that was said today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and believe it. Amen. Amen. Let's stay and let's just water that word now with our praise. Let's just believe what we're singing. Hallelujah. With all your heart.
He is.
I believe you, Lord.
Amen. He is holy, holy. I will bless his name.
Oh, I bless you, Lord. You're worthy, Father.
He is here.
Just listen closely.
Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will.
Oh, just completely surrender to him now. He's here to bless you. Hallelujah.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same.
Oh, thank you, Lord. If you don't know in the book, I want to sing song 259 real quick. How many wants the Lord just to create that clean heart through and through, no guile, no undefiledness? In the little blue book is 259, but create me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within.
Father,
oh God, and renew your right spirit within me.
Believe what you say now.
Lord, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord.
Before we go sing this again, please come forward. You know that God is faithful. Every time anyone's asked, I want you to record, every time we've asked, did he not answer our prayers? Yes, don't leave here with a need this morning. If you have one, come forward, Brother Josh. Myself will pray for you, and God will come down and meet your request. We can sing that softly, Dev. It's wherever you're at, that's fine. We're going to go ahead and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come before you, Lord. We anoint our sister in the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just speak to that pregnancy, Lord. The spirits that are afflicting her, We rebuke you, Satan. We bring you into bondage. You are a liar and the father of lies. Lord, you've given her deliverance already, Lord. We just accept it and we receive it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We anoint this baby with the Spirit of God, that it would be healed completely, that it wouldn't cause any complications, that it would be completely healthy when it does come to term. Satan, you are defeated, Lord. Lord, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Satan, we take your hands off of her. And we rejoice in the Lord's healing. We accept it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sure of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Of his presence now. Yield yourself to God. Yes, Lord. Believe all of his word now. Thank you, Lord God.
And renew the right.
Thank you, Jesus. I believe you, Lord. You're the same. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray for one another now. Believe for one another. God's not through just yet.
Cast me not away from thy
presence. I just kind of feel have everyone lay hands on everyone else. I just kind of feel a little led that way.
Yes, sir.
From me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
So, Jesus, let's just have everybody. Can we all just lay hands on one another in a big chain together? I don't want any breach anywhere right here, brothers. Can we get this? We are family for God.
Brother Josh, can you come this way? Please. I just feel. Let's just all pray. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the person next to you right now.
Heavenly Father, God, we want you to touch our hearts, Lord. 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 We want you to touch our
Stay worshiping. And what's actually just seeing? What's seeing that worthy? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Say flat, guy. 258, if you don't know. Just keep that atmosphere of His presence. Let Him do the, give Him praise. Now just worship with all your heart. Oh, worthy. Yes, Lord God. Oh, worthy the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. That's You.
You're worthy, Lord God. Thank You, Jesus.
You are so worthy.
to him. Love me. Love. Sing it to him again with all your heart. Yes, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love the Lamb that was slain. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I love you. Sing it again. Yes, Lord.
I love you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If there's anybody who ought to know how to worship God, it ought to be his bride.
Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me and taking care of me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father.
I love you, Lord.
In Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Again with all your heart. Oh, praise you, Lord.
Heavenly Father.
Get out of your comfort zone. Appreciate him now. Just give him all your heart. Yes, Lord God.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you.
I bow down before you, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Let's sing that verse one more time together. Yes, Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord.
And Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Heavenly Father, bow down before.
Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of worship and praise and adoration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, was it good to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon? Hallelujah. Oh, just that presence. Don't you just can't wait for heaven. I just never got to leave any of that. Just bask in it all the time. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Not to prolong the time, I believe that the Lord, He scourged us out with that good old scrub pad of His love, didn't He? Get all that dross off and say, Lord, I don't care what it takes. I want to be there. I want to look just like You, because there's nothing else better to look like in this world anyhow. Well, let's sing that as we prepare to go. We'll go to lunch and all of that, but let's just sing that I'm a new creation. How many know you're a new creation in Christ? When the word comes forth, you don't let it bounce off. It comes right into your heart and changes. It's on that same page there.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. For they're not conqueror, that's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Yes, Lord, sing it again.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and hand the service over to Dad. If you want to stay in worship, stay and pray, that's just fine. You do what you feel led to, but this one, you're dismissed. Go in the name of Jesus Christ as a Christian.
I love Him better every